HMH Audio presents A Good Man is Hard to Find and Other Stories, written by Flannery O'Connor with an introduction by Lauren Groff. Read by Marguerite Gavin.
For Sally and Robert Fitzgerald. Introduction. A Good Man is Hard to Find is the most American book I know. By this I mean that it speaks of the hypocrisies of the American soul in microcosm. It is an eruption of the particular half-buried traumas of the Jim Crow South, as seen by a brave, blazingly angry, and mordantly funny observer. Before the collection came out, no American writer had ever written stories with as much comedy and moral fire as Flannery O'Connor, which is why when it arrived on the literary scene in 1955, it hit like a lightning bolt and made the writer, quite justly, famous. Even after nearly 70 years, this book remains just as powerful today as it was on publication day, despite the fact that the writer's influence has seeped so deeply into American short fiction that you can taste it in the groundwater. If imitators of O'Connor abound, it is because it is hard for any writer to escape the influence of such force and originality in subject and structure. But if you look even more deeply into American culture, you'll find that even those souls among us who are neither writers nor readers have been changed by the writer's gimlet eye, as the distorted and somewhat grotesque idea of the South, as it appears in popular culture, is in large part the legacy of O'Connor.